You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. So welcome to today's Nature Connections show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I have a very special guest today on our Nature Connections show. I'm speaking to Andreas Korte, who is the founder of the PHI Mother Earth Essences. Welcome to Nature Connections, Andreas.
Welcome. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, and I'm really happy to be speaking to you. I learned about your essences quite a few years ago via one of my very first teachers, Claire Harvey, who I know loves your essences, and I attended a workshop of yours in London. This is actually quite a few years ago. You probably don't remember either when he was, but it was over 10 years ago, and I was really fascinated by listening to the very pioneering work that you do in the vibrational medicine field. And I know that since then what you do has expanded even more. So it's really lovely that you're here today to share with everybody. So let's talk a little bit about essences in general, as there may be people listening who are new to the essence field, and then we'll talk about your orchid, your dolphin, your environmental essences, and all the wonderful research that you have been doing. So tell us a little bit about essences and how they come through you, what they mean for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, essences, this is for me, it's like the medicine of the future, because we can really help people, we can help animals, we can help the plants, we can help the environment with very natural things. They are not contaminating, they are not intoxicating, they are not expensive. So I think this is part of the medicine of the future, I have no doubt about it. And especially we are working with a new combination also. This is combining the essence with the specific information of the color and of the light, what we call holistic light treatment. And I'm sure that this will become also part of the medicine of the future.
Wow. So you're bringing all different elements of vibration together through what you do.
Yes. Yes. We do this already since the year 2000. And I had a problem one time on the skin. I had to do some operation. And I went to the hospital and I didn't like the atmosphere at the hospital. So I was just leaving. And then I got all this information through the dreams. And through the dreams, now the information, how we can use the spectrum of the color, the light, and so on. And what we do is very easy. There's a scientist in Switzerland who does it. He does the decodification of the essence information in the specific spectrum of the color and the light. And we use corresponding sounds together. And we let the light, we put it on a slide. And the slide is then in a slide projector. And we project this on the person or on the animal or what has to be treated. And in the light, we put the corresponding essence. So we made a pattern for this many years ago already. And we are working with this with a lot of success. We had tests done with people with serious infection. You can see, like, for example, really the immune system is improving a lot. The skin is improving a lot. People feel very happy. The information is like going through them. This is really wonderful. It's like activating all the cells. And the scientists today, they found out that the cells between themselves, they communicate with light vibrations. So this is exactly the key. We are giving the light that the cells need. So somehow the natural balance is made again and life force is activated. Immune system is working better, and somehow the self-healing process is activated. So I always say that the healing God is doing the healing and we just give a little help to push it on.
Yeah, so are these actually physical light treatments that people receive?
Yes, it's really interesting because it's working also very well for the animals. There are several clinics also. They work with animals. And it's we made one time a prototype of this in Africa. This was in Ghana in 2006 and 7. It went for 1 year. And it was based on an orphanage center. And in this village, the people don't have any access to medical support, nothing. So all these children, they had such a lot of diseases and things like diarrhea, the yellow fever, a lot of diseases also for the intestines and so on, and of course from the mosquito bites and also the malaria problem. And quite a lot of them, of the children, also have been infected with HIV virus. And it was really interesting to see that only with the holistic light treatment and some essences that they were using for 1 year, they all improved their health. It was really wonderful. And also, we work with this kind of system also now, trying to help the people that have been contaminated in the contaminated area in Japan due to the terrible disaster that happened on the 11th March 11th, especially in the area of Fukushima. So, for example, I was there working last December and we had a lot of young families and children that we were treating. And you could really see that it was so blessed. It was really a blessing, wonderful healing energy. But the problem is, as the people going to live all the time still in that contaminated area, they are eating substances that are already contaminated with the radiation substances. So they get it into the body. Yeah. And once you eat it and you have it in the body, you cannot get it out anymore. But what we could see, and this is really wonderful, you can change the information of the water. This you can change. Or if people just go into contaminated area and don't eat, you can clean these people. This is also you can see with the Geiger counter. And this is really wonderful. So we can change the information also through essences and through the light. So I think this is definitely part of the medicine of the future. And the idea is to bring this to many countries of the world because people have been going through so much suffering. I'm German and I was asking myself, oh God, why all these terrible wars and things have been happening in the past in Germany? And you know, in the meditation, the information I got as an answer, the reason was the 30 years war that happened. Long time ago, centuries ago, the terrible things with the division of the religion and all this kind of fanatic things. And that has been destroyed completely more than one generation. So through the subconscious level, this information goes from one generation to the next generation. So when we can clean this, and now we can do this through the research we did since the year 96, we started working with new kind of a branch of essences that are the crop circle essences. And with the holistic light treatment, we also use the crop circle essences. And they go down to all the different levels of the subconscious level. And this is really amazing. So we can help also people to clean up this information. So I just have been now working last weekend in Poland. And for example, people in Poland, they have been going through such a lot of suffering in history. Mm. Poland has been divided three times and it has been always suffering in the wars, and especially Second World War was just a disaster with the ghetto and all the terrible extinction of the people there and all these things, and then going on with the Stalinism, and it's just a disaster. So there is a lot of cleaning work that has to be done. And on the one hand, you can clean places. We do this with dolphin essence, for example. I did bring dolphin essence to the concentration camp of Auschwitz many years ago already. And it's amazing. It's really, really working. It's like freeing the energy of all this terrible suffering, changing the information, changing the reality. And also with the holistic light treatment, when you start doing this for people, for example, who are descendants of the victims, then you can clean up the suffering information people still have inside of themselves. Mm. There was one person, she was talking about a baby, that child had always the information, was dreaming in Poland about to see one person who was a soldier, and he was taking a baby and smashing against the wall and then shooting down the mother. But that child did not see this. But they found out that the child got that information from the subconscious level, from the grandmother, because the grandmother did see this scene happening in the war. So when you treat now the child, you clean up the information, and that information will not go on to the next generations. Mm. And when you think about the serious problems, what's happening in this moment, look at Syria, for example. It's a disaster. There are millions of people. They are just escaping. They get raped. They are killing. There's so much injustice. And if we could now try to help these people, like, for example, if organizations would be able to bring this into the camps where the refugees are, for example, to heal them now or to help them to release the suffering, because the children cannot sleep, because they see all the time the terrible scenes in their head and so on, then you really could change the reality. But somebody has to do it. That is the thing. Look what's happening in Africa, in Congo, for example, or in the area of Darfur. People have been completely traumatized. And if we can help them now, then we will avoid a lot of problems for the future. Yeah. Because then we are not passing on the suffering from the one generation to the next generation. So I think flower essences, they have wonderful possibility of healing. And this is why it's really the time now that flower essence and holistic light treatment should be spread all over the planet. We try to do this, but of course it's not easy.
Yeah.
So because people don't know.
Well, this is wonderful timing. As I listen to you, my heart is just really so happy that we're talking now, because this is one way of getting the information out there, and it's a great way.
We are all one. Yes. It's the oneness. We are all one. We are all in the same boat. It's like it's our planet, it's our future, and it's time to take care of next generation for the children. And this is why now we should take all our forces together, because to help the environment, to help to try to balance the things, and especially also to avoid future problems and conflicts. Yeah. And this is really through the healing of the very deep level of subconscious level, because all people have all this suffering inside of themselves. So when you are a therapist, for example, you always get to the point of the pain. And all this pain is stored in subconscious level. Mm-hmm. So we can now start to clean this from the subconscious level. So we get free, and people will become more happy. Yes. It's like you release all these big stones from your rucksack that makes all this pressure. Mm-hmm. And through the genetical code and through our education, we pass on all these things through the subconscious.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting stuff, and I could tell we could talk for a very, very long time. This is like a life research, isn't it? And I know your life is very much dedicated to this. So let's talk about the different kinds of essences that you work with to give people a sense of the different possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you work with all different kinds, flower, gem essences, but you also work with orchid essences, which are, of course, flowers, but are of a different vibration.
Yes, we started in 1989 with the investigation in the Amazon forest, and that means really to go into the jungle and to find the plants in their habitat. And I was working a lot in the area of the Amakayako National Park, and then also in the mountain areas in some national parks. And I was working also in one place in Fusagasugá, where it was like a park of an ex-president wife's from Colombia, that she had the orchids there in a forest finca. So it's really interesting work, because we could see that the orchid essences, they are energetically working above the level of flower essences. Flower essences, they are based energetically, they are acting on what is called the emotional body, what is the etheric body and the astral body. And from that body on, we have different other energetic bodies, and this is the level where the epiphytic growing orchids are working. Epiphytic means they are living on the trees, so they do not have the roots going into the earth. So energetically also, it's like above the level of the emotional body. We could see that these essences, they are very, very good to do pain therapy, for example. So we can use these essences to help to release some kind of chronic pain also for the people. This is amazing, but it has to be done by professionals, because we are working through the nose. And on the other hand, also investigations in Russia, they found out at the university in St. Petersburg that they are very effective also for virus infections. So these are the two different main topics of the orchid essences.
Wow. So when you say, so if people were to buy the essences or research the essences from your own website and got some of the orchid essences themselves,
it's PHI Essences, phiessences.com, or you can also find it through Mother Earth Essences, but the main page is phiessences.com.
And how can people help themselves with the orchid essences? You mentioned that it's really best to go and see a professional, which I completely agree with.
But yeah, when you can do the test, then okay, you can already figure out which is the corresponding essence for yourself. This is good. If you want to administrate, specifically now for the pain treatment, that should be administrated by a professional, because you have to work very respectfully. It goes through the nose, and then you have the hypothalamus and the brain. The emotional part. So that should be made by professionals.
Sure. So how do we find the other
essences also, they're easy to administrate. Like, for example, the dolphin essence is the most popular essences that we are using. I was very lucky that I could make the very, very first dolphin essence in 1991. That was the first worldwide dolphin essence. Also in Colombia on the north coast, and even I didn't know I'm going to work with dolphins, but it was just all the coincidences made that it happened. And this essence is really amazing, because it's like a key to understand that it's not only opening the heart and for the life force and all this thing, it is even going into multi-dimension, because really the dolphins and the whales, they are acting also on different levels of consciousness. So this is really amazing. And we have wonderful results with the dolphin essence, especially for the during pregnancy, for the birth process also. It's very good. It's connecting the neurons together in the brain, and it is helping for the new children. So when they give them the diagnostic to be hyperactive, so we just here in Switzerland, we have a lot of professionals like pedagogists and psychologists. They are using them, and they have wonderful results with the new children. So they are not getting the Ritalin, and this is very important, because Ritalin is changing the structure of the brain. It is just they feel, oh, I'm okay like I am. And this is just a feeling, and then boom, it goes down, and they are calm, and they're better concentrated and everything. It's through the essence and the just the thing with the holistic light treatment in combination.
Wonderful. That is so, so inspiring. Yeah. So do you have different dolphin essences, or is there just one of them?
Well, dolphin essence, we have two. The dolphin essence is, the one is Turcinus truncatus, what you know as a flipper dolphin, the bottlenose dolphin in English. And the other that we are working with is a specific sweetwater dolphin, and that is from the Amazon. It's the pink Amazonian dolphin. The pink Amazonian dolphin, this is specifically, is more a woman essence. It's to heal emotion. It's healing also all these hurts and things that happened. It can go into different topics, also into sexuality.
Wonderful.
It's a very, very wonderful essence. And when you think about the Amazon, for me, that is the heart chakra of the earth. And the dolphins, they are the guardians. So that are the guardians of the heart chakra of the earth. And actually, I have to say now people are much concentrated on Brazil with the football. But look what's really happening in Brazil. They are cutting down rainforest. And they're doing this now in a rage that has never been happening before. I have to really say it's terrible what's going on. And despite of all the football games, please don't forget also to sensibilize the people. We have to save the Amazon. Mm. Because that is the heart chakra of the planet. We need that. It is for our ecological system on the whole planet so important. And since I was there for the first time, I can tell you every year is more and more destroyed. And now it's really dramatic. And we have to try to save what we can. So please don't stop to protest against the cutting down of the rainforest.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for reminding us all of what is really, really happening.
And the other hand, what is happening also is the contamination with the radiation.
Yeah.
You know that when this was happening in Chernobyl, it was a terrible thing. I had, one night before, I had a terrible nightmare. I was dreaming and I was seeing the people in the city of Konstanz, at sea on the lake of Konstanz, that they were looking up in the sky, they were afraid of radioactivity. And then the next day we had the information of what was going on in Chernobyl, and I was really shocked and said, my goodness, what's happening? And then years later, it was like 7 years later that I could go there for the first time, was what inspired through the dolphins and through the whales to go there to do a environmental work. So I was doing this. And the essence, the T1 essence, that is working in a different way. You know, flower essences or other essences, they always send out information. The T1 essence is taking in information. So what is too much of a radiation or negative energy, that essence takes in. So that's why essence has to be cleansed after use. But it's really amazing. So we could do many years of research. And then years later, I had another inspiration coming away from the whales. That was then to go to work to Japan. And I had no idea how I can do this. I say, how can I go to Japan? I don't know nobody there, nothing. And then we had this wonderful conference in Fintorn. And at the Fintorn Congress, there have been a few people of Japan, and I was contacting them and talking about the information, and they told me, oh, okay, you can come. And so I was there in 1999-2000, just on the December at the end of the year. And you know what happened just a few weeks before? The accident that was happening in Tokaimura at that time. And so we could use the essence of T1, and we could see how we can decontaminate the sand that was close to the nuclear plant. We could measure with the Geiger counter. And we had one person that was in the group in Tokyo, a medical doctor. She lives just next door to the nuclear plant. And she was highly contaminated. Could see it with the Geiger counter. And so I could show the people how we use the two essences, T1 we put between the feet, the closed puddle, but it has to touch the skin, so without the shoes. And then we hold the essence of the dolphin over the head. And so we go down slowly, like the center line of your body. You go down slowly, 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 and you clean yourself. T1 is taking in all the bad energy, and the dolphin is like sending out, spreading out this healing, light, cleaning energy. And so this is a very easy process. It takes 10 minutes. Mm. It can be done, for example, by people that got chemotherapy. After the chemo, you sit down in front of the hospital in the park and you clean yourself with the two bottles, and people do not lose the hair. They have much better health. They can better stand the situation of the therapy and all these things. And in the case of the person in Tokyo, we could see immediately like the radiation was going completely out.
So this is the pink dolphin essence, is it, that you use?
No, this is the normal dolphin, so the bottlenose dolphin.
Actually remember we did this together when I attended the workshop in London.
Yes,
I
good.
Can remember we all experienced it.
And now we can do it on a larger level. We could do it. We have been just, we had a wonderful conference now in Tokyo in May, and this was about the topic now, what's happening in Japan, because it's completely a disaster, all what happened. They've been going through such a lot of suffering, the earthquakes, the tsunami, and now that terrible disaster in Fukushima, and that is not only one, these are four reactors. They have been exploding one after the other. The last one was a few months ago. It's like a four-time Chernobyl, and all the contamination that is also going into the sea. And permanently, all this contaminated water from the area is going on and going on and floating into the sea. That is a terrible situation. Mm. So what we could do, but I cannot do this alone. People should help. We could do with thousands of essences, like one line along the coast of T1 essence, like to change the information, and then a second line with the dolphin essence, so that we can really change the information of the bottle that goes into the Pacific Ocean. And I think that is something really we should do, and we could do it. But I repeat, I cannot do it alone.
Yeah.
And also, but it's a possibility, like we can change reality. We should do it.
Yeah, well, this is your call out for the situation to arise to enable you to do this. And how amazing. Yeah, so brilliant that we can do this in this way. Wow, well, there's so much information you've already given us today. There is one more aspect of your essences which I feel is really important to mention and for you to share, and that's your crop circle essences. If you could tell us a little bit about that.
That is amazing. As I mentioned to you also, that came through the information. One time I had a very inspiring moment was in 1991. No, 1992, I was here in Switzerland in the Alps, and I got information about something in the future to do with new kind of healing and whatever, and that was already related to the crop circle. I had no idea about crop circle, I didn't know they were existing. And then years later, it was in 95, I got the information through the waves that I should contact a friend of mine, that's Dr. Snow. And he's one of the best scientists doing professional research on crop circles. And what he was going to investigate, I should make essences on. I didn't know he was working with crop circles. I called him in Arizona and asked him what he was doing. He told me crop circles. I said, I have something to do with that. Please, can I join you, go with you to that field, and so on. And so I started doing this, and it was amazing. I can tell you, in the beginning, I didn't know what I was going to do. And the first year still, I didn't know how to do and what to do with this kind of essences. Then till to the year 2000, we got the information about the holistic light treatment, and then we started really using also the crop circle essences. The crop circle essences, they are very interesting because they go down through all the different levels of the subconscious level. They treat all the chakras and they treat also all the higher chakras. So this is like a very complex system. So it's like a lottery. So every crop circle is doing different points on the whole system. So this is why we are working with many different crop circles. It's like how you have to know how to choose them, and then you can really find the convenient essence for yourself. In the holistic light treatment, we all use them also, and we choose. We do it by dosing, for example, and we can choose exactly what is the corresponding one. And we use that in the therapy, and it's amazing. There's a completely new level of healing possibilities. And I think dolphin essence, crop circle essence, holistic light treatment, this is really medicine of the future. The new children, they completely connect with this. I can say people, of course, with exceptions, but mostly the younger of 30 years old, they are all on that level. And it's amazing. And I'm very happy that it's going to happen. Finally, we have a generation that's coming up that really will change things, because we are still governed by all these old dinosaurs, like we say. And so this is going to change little by little. And so take it easy. So the medicine for the next generation is already existing.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. So you already mentioned how people can find out more about what you do. Would you like to say your website again?
For the crop circle, you can find cropcircleessences.com.
Okay.
For the essences in general, it's phiessences.com or motherearthessences.com.
Okay, and if people listening wanted to choose some essences for themselves, having been inspired by listening to you, do you have any recommendations for how they would choose them?
Well, you can choose them either like looking on cards, if you feel an effect. You can use it by, you can check yourself by dosing with the pendulum, for example. When you have the essence available, you can check by the pulse testing or by kinesiology, muscle test also. So there are different possibilities. Or you can also ask somebody who already knows the essences, or a professional who may advise you what could be a convenient essence for yourself. Everybody can use, for example, without any problem, dolphin essence or just normal flower essences like the rose essence, the cactus essences. No problem, because there's really no risk of something, of side effect or something like this. And also what we really also recommend to the people is the pendants. We're having three different pendants. The one is from the dolphin, the one is from the whale, and the one is from the pink dolphin. So the whale is like the father, we are serious, we go to work, it's like boom, multidimensional consciousness, it's working on all the different chakras. The dolphin is like opening the heart, it's like really to be connected into life force and to go over its own limitation. And then the pink Amazonian dolphin, like I mentioned already, this is like for the inner healing, this very loving, very beautiful energy.
Mm. Yeah, I have one of your whale pendants.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow, well, that's been amazing, Andreas. Thank you for sharing that. And if I know you travel a lot teaching, how would people find out if you were coming to a town near them?
So you may organize one time a workshop in the UK. I would be very pleased.
Wow,
it was
yes.
A long time I didn't work there. But also I want to mention, if people want to come, for example, we are having a workshop on Tenerife Island you have to arrive the 1st of February. The workshop is starting on the 2nd of February. Till to the 6th of February is the workshop. It's with the full moon, so it's seeing the dolphin, visiting the whales, visiting the island of Tenerife, learning about the essences, seeing how the cactus are growing, and also we are learning about holistic light treatments, And on the 7th, there is a possibility also for individual treatment with holistic light treatment. So I repeat, it's from the 1st to the 7th of February. You're all welcome to join us in Tenerife Island.
So it's 2015.
Yes, next
year. Just in case anybody is listening in a different year. Don't want people turning in the wrong year.
That's true.
Yes.
And otherwise, you consult the page and you can see what are the actual dates.
On your website. That sounds amazing. That's amazing. Okay, well, thank you so much, Andreas. It's been really, really so expansive to listen to you today and to hear about all the wonderful things that you're doing. And
thank you very much. Thank you very much for doing this. Bless you and bless everybody who's listening. God always may be with you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Andreas. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.